B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. Let's go to Ryan in Media. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Rye? What's up, my brother?
Doing good out here. I was listening to that playback, and man, Judas with the doorknob drop with the, was that the Bernie followed after that?
What? Hello.
I was outside somebody's house working. I just started busting out laughing, man. That and the crowd, man, that was crazy. I couldn't even hear half of it. I couldn't even hear half of what was going on. But
felt like a doorknob.
What? So that was awesome, man. That vet, that sound there, and the vet just holding it in like that. That was something.
How about how clear you heard the chant?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, that chant is one of the greatest chants ever. Like, I remember people saying that the Jets chant, what, like they were the first, the J-E-T-S chant. First of all, the Eagle chant's way better. Oh, we do that chant way better than the Jet people.
Carmichael and Parker.
That's crazy. I mean, that's awesome, man.
That's cool. Chills, man. I got chills.
I wish I got to go to a game like that there at the vet. I never got a chance to go to an Eagles game.
You would have fit right in.
Yeah, man. I would have been up there at 700 level, going nuts.
That's right. That's right. With freaking out
the $4 seats.
Yeah.
And then you got the guy with bare feet kicking in 4-degree weather. Like, what is going on?
Is that crazy?
Like, and then he's 6 for 18. Like, at a certain point, you just go for it on fourth down. Like, what? What's the point?
I mean, that was amazing. Could you imagine today? We would be freaking out.
I think people were a little more forgiving to put up with bad football back then. I don't know. Maybe they weren't. I don't know. But that was, I don't know how your kicker sticks around being 6 for 18 kicking.
I mean, that is ridiculous, man. Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
It's like 30%.
Oh, man. All right. I gotta give you, you got to help me out. I got to give you a game here.
Okay.
Are you ready? This is the movie line game. This is Cousin Joey's movie lines. And let's do this. Let's go into, you want sports or gangster?
I'll do gangster.
All right, let's go to gangster. And here we go. Give me number 6 versus number 11, Junis. So number 11 is, actually, that's kind of an old movie. Let's do this one. Let's go this one. Let's go number 12 versus number 5. And number 12 is The Untouchables.
You pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital. You send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
That's the Chicago way. Number 5 is American Gangster. We were just talking about it. Frank Lucas.
The loudest one in the room is the weakest one in the room. I told you that.
That's easy for me. I love American Gangster. I go with number 5. I love that line.
I love that line too. The loudest one in the room is the weakest one. And isn't that true?
Yeah, it is.
Those dudes that don't say a word, you better be scared of those dudes.
Yeah. Well, it's always the guy with the flash and dash. He's always trying to compensate for something. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Tell you what, because you're terrific. I'll give you one more. I'll give you the 11-6. Now, the 11 is an iconic Pacino movie, Dog Day Afternoon. Take a listen.
How can I always go to kill Attica!
Attica!
That's if they're outside robbing a bank.
Yeah.
He's giving the Attica versus another Denzel training day.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. This is a tougher one.
Which one you got?
I gotta go with training day just because.
Yes, I agree.
Attica, I mean, it's got the energy to it, but you can't give a best movie line for a guy just yelling the same word.
Right. So and by the way, it was, you know, it's the higher seed. Cause Joey, yeah. A training day is the 6th seed versus the 11th seed in Dog Day. So I agree. So King Kong, good job, brother. Training day moves on. Give me that again. That's a great line, man.
King Kong ain't got on me.
That's a great King Kong, right? That's a great Denzel awesome. Line. Denzel is at 3-0 in the tournament. You notice that? Remember the Titans, Training Day, and American Gangster. He's won all of his matches.
Well, he didn't say the line in Remember the Titans.
Oh, that's right. That was Coach, what was his name?
Why can't I remember it?
That was
not Coach Boone.
No, Coach Yost.
Yost, yes.
Yeah, it was Ned Coach Yost. Yost. Yeah, that was Coach Yost. That was a great line, though. Right? That was a great line.
We have, thanks to Nat, we have all the regions available, too. So if you want to.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So the regions are sports region, iconic region, the gangster crime region, and then the deep tracks region. Now, the deep tracks are bust-out movies. Like, you actually have 1 versus 16?
Yes.
Deep tracks?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
All right. You take this one, all right? In the deep tracks, the one seed is this.
Warriors, come up to play.
The 16 seed is a bust out movie that I used to play. I used to love. Cousin Joey and I used to love this movie. It was called The Wanderers.
Leave the kid alone.
One more time.
Leave the kid alone.
Now, I know it means nothing to you.
Yeah, I'm out.
But it's like the dude was sticking up for this kid getting bullied, and he goes, leave the kid alone in The Wanderers. Yeah, I know you won't know that. So you would vote Warriors?
Yeah, this is no UMBC round one upset win over Virginia.
Yeah, I figured, yeah. Listen, I agree. I'm with you.
Now, going back to the first one we did, which we didn't have the audio yet for, was the Yo Adrian versus I Don't Play Defense from Bill Murray.
Yes.
Now, Yo Adrian goes on to win. But Bill Murray, he said the line great.
All right, play. Let me hear it.
Whoa, I don't play defense.
Because he's designing the play, and then Michael Jordan goes, Bill, we're on defense.
Yes!
So he goes through this elaborate plan as to how to score.
Yes!
That was a good line. But now Yo Adrian wins.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're right about that.
Because they had the music and everything.
Yo Adrian!
Theatrical moment, too.
Yes. Santa checks in on the text board. He says The Wanderers, better movie than The Warriors. Problem is, nobody's really seen The Wanderers. It's an old movie. It's like a bust-out movie. But that was one of our favorites. Let's go to John in Hazleton. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Johnny.
Guys, how are you today?
What are you doing, my brother?
Just sitting around, doing nothing, listening to you guys, loving it. Hey, hope the family, everybody there at the station, stay safe in this crappy time, doesn't get this stuff. One thing, that line from Harry Doyle, the best part of that line was at the end when he said, how could guys lay off pitches that close?
Yeah, it's true. It's
that
true.
That whole part, anything he said in that movie was great.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
Yeah.
But, like ball four, ball eight, ball 12. Then he came up with how many could guys lay off pitches that close. But, you know, and one thing, because I have to say this because I was told to, Howie Roseman is the Matt Klentick of Philadelphia Eagles. He doesn't know how to pick a guy. He doesn't know players. He doesn't know anything. But anyway, watching.
You know, the only thing is, you can't go Klentick on him. John, he won a Super Bowl.
I know he won a Super Bowl. His players won a Super Bowl.
Okay, but he made good moves during that period, right?
Yeah, some. All right. I won't go that bad of calling him a Klentick. I apologize.
All right, good.
But, hey,
you know how I feel about Klentick.
Oh, you know how I feel about him. Cool.
Yeah.
But, hey, cuz, have you been watching the Philly games lately? At night, you know, the Halliday no hitters, Jimmy.
Nah, I'll be honest with you. I haven't done. I kind of just been enjoying our playback because I can't watch a full game from back then. Like I can watch bits and pieces, but I can't do a full game.
Okay. Well, here's what gets me. Now we had Harry Decay, the greatest announcer ever, for 40 years. Richie Ashburn was with him. Even Adam Musser, all of them. You know, going back and listening, Tom McCartney now has had 10 years. You know, okay, back when some of these games were on, he was just coming into that role. Nothing has changed in 10 years. My opinion, I think he's getting worse. Harry Matthews, thank God we got him out of the booth. Well, right now we're stuck with McCarthy. Ben Davis, I can't stand him. What I'm trying to say is this, cuz. These guys, do they get lifetime? Do they get lifetime things? Because I'm going to tell you something. Kruk, I love. J-Roll up in the booth. Let's get Mitch Williams in the booth. Hey, we should have went and paid Todd Callis any amount of money to leave the Rays and come to the Phillies. But how about this? How about Chunas? How about you go and try and get McCarthy's job? What up?
Listen, you're harsh, though, Johnny. God bless you, man. You know what? You know, he needs some beer. Give him some beer, Chunas.
But, well, you know what?
Man, come on. But I like McCarthy.
Hey, it's not that I don't like him, but...
I like him a lot. I like McCarthy a lot. What's that?
There's no entertainment behind him, you know? There's no, like Harry Decay. Harry Decay was so great to listen to. He had a story here and there.
I mean, it's not fair to compare. I mean, you're talking about one of the greats of all time.
Yes, the best of all time. But, hey, he's had 10 years, though, cause to get better, and he hasn't.
I think he's fine. I like him. To me, here's the number one rule. You got to inspire me or you got to be likable, especially baseball. You're in my house 162 games. I got to like you. Right? So that's got to be a prerequisite. And I like Tommy. I like McCarthy. I think if you're going to be in my house potentially 162 times a year, I got to like you. It's the same way with Sixers and Flyers. Like, I got to like I like Zumwalt, right? I like Zoom and Al. I like those guys. They come in, you know, they're in my house. I like them. We talk about McGinnis. I love Tom, right? So I like them.
Get excited!
But don't you got, like, if you're going to, and to me, McCarthy's likable. And I think he and Kruk do a good job together. But you, Chunas?
Yeah, I mean, I think John went, you know, crossed the line.
What's that?
He crossed the line a little bit there, John.
Kruk?
No, John from Hazleton.
Yeah.
He went a little overboard. I love John. You know, a bit much.
I love him, too. Like, listen, he speaks his mind, so
he's getting
that.
His beer. We got him on hold. He's getting his beer.
Yeah.
He needs it. Yeah, a little out of line here. He's going Howie and Klentick.
Yeah. You know. I mean, I don't know. To me, I think you got to inspire me a little bit. You got to give me some chills with a call.
Apple,
but you got to be likable. I don't like that one that much, but I like I'm not an Oppo Boppo fan as much, but I like him a ton. Like, I think he does a really good job. Like, I enjoy him. Yeah. Anyway, where are we at? Drew in Westchester. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew!
Yo, what's going on, cuz?
What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
All right. You know, hanging out. Good, man.
Fun. Yeah, it's cool. Same state. That's what's important right now, buddy. Appreciate you guys being there, being on the air for us.
Thanks, pal. Same
to you. Anyway, I was looking at Twitter, and I saw you had the Friday Five going, so I kind of wanted to just chime in on those things,
man.
If I might.
Yes, you can.
So the first one was a bust-out sports movie.
Yeah.
All right, for me, I'm a hockey guy, so I don't know if you ever heard of this one, Youngblood.
Ah, you kidding me?
All right, that's good.
Zezel. Is it Zezel in that movie?
Yeah, Zezel's in that, yep.
Yeah, yep. Without a doubt.
Yeah, man, it's a great movie. Young Keanu Reeves playing the goalie.
Yes.
Yeah, man, that's a good one. And then as far as my 30 for 30s go, I always like the Elway versus Marino one because I just still can't believe that Marino fell that far down. And that his hometown team, let him down.
How about that because of the drug allegations?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
See what that'll do for you. And then as far as TV shows go, I don't really have like a new show, but a show that I'm really a fan of that's kind of, it's actually in its last season, but Homeland. Not sure if you ever got into that one.
You know what? I need to devote time to get into that.
Watch the first three seasons. They're really good, the first three seasons.
How's the new one?
It's all right. I mean, it definitely goes, from where it starts to where it's going towards the end. It's a show that kind of takes a major plot change and loops with characters and stuff. So
right. You
got to stay on the edge of your feet because you never really know what's going to happen next.
I love that genre, too. I'm a big spy guy. I like the spy movies.
Oh, yeah, this is great. I mean, it's all about the terrorism and, infiltration and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And then my go-to character as far as actor goes is I can always watch Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't want to sound like
he's
a great actor, I think.
He's incredible actor. Listen, The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, right.
Like listen, you can rattle off. He's great in everything he does.
I love him in the movie The Beach. I don't know if you ever saw the movie The Beach.
I did. I have. Yes,
yeah,
I have.
Yeah, so I actually like him, old school, too. Titanic, not so much, but then after that, he kind of.
He's
still a good actor.
Leo's a great actor. I love Leo, yeah.
And then my favorite movie quote, man, I don't know if you're a Mel Brooks guy, but I always go to History of the World Part 1 in the French Revolution. It's good to be the king, cuz.
Yes. All right, here you go. You ready?
Yeah,
you
man.
You have, I want to give you two from the iconic region. You ready?
Yeah, man.
Start off with the easy one. 1 versus 16. Go ahead, Tunis. Give me 16 first.
Tona!
Of course, that's Animal House.
That's 16.
Yes. Versus the number one seed in the iconic region.
May the force be with you.
Oh, Jesus, criminies. That's a tough one for 16,
not.
But it isn't, but I'll go force be with you.
All right. The force be with you moves on. I want to give you a 5-12. You ready?
Sorry, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, I'll give you the 5-12. You ready? The 12 seed is this.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Silence of the Lambs, of course, Hannibal Lecter, versus the 5 seed, Apollo 13.
Houston, we have a problem.
Now, that's tough.
Now, that became an iconic quote.
Yes.
We have a problem.
That's tough because I am a big Silence of the Lambs fan, and I think, I forget his name, but the guy who played him, I mean, he was just...
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins was just incredible.
Tremendous.
And what he does at the end, like the slurping.
Yeah, I'm all for the upset.
Now, the question is, what was the actual line that your cousin put? Because we left a little extra on some.
No, that one. That's it. Like his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
But does he include the The slurp. Slurp?
Yes. That's included.
I know Houston, we have a problem, is big, and people use it all the time, which that may give the nod.
Listen, I agree. I'm voting 12.
I'm going 12.
Now, I will say this. Cousin Joey admitted that his seeding was not scientific.
Okay.
That he said, don't worry about the seeding. It was more important to get the quote in. Because it was like 5 o'clock in the morning by the time he finished the seeding. Yes.
Come on, that's...
Yeah, I know.
He's so
you gotta
good.
Go you gotta go Silence of the Lambs, right?
Yes.
I agree with that. There's some great ones on here. All right. Let's continue. Where we go? David in Bluebell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. David.
Cars, how you doing?
What's up, my brother?
I have a pretty funny story for you with that 1981 playoff game. So right before that game started, well, I'll say Sunday morning, my sister used to work for Leonard Toews in the main office.
Wow.
Right? My parents had season tickets for the Eagles for like, I don't know, 13, 14 years, whatever it was. So I was still living at home at the time. I think I was 18, 19 years old. My father wakes up and he's like, it's 4 freaking degrees. There's no way I'm sitting outside watching this game. So I'm thinking, it could be an opportunity. I could just sneak in and get into these tickets, right? So just as I'm ready to tell my dad, yeah, you know what, I'll take the tickets, no problem. My sister calls on the phone and invites my mother and my father up to Leonard Toews' box to watch the game, and then my father gives me the tickets, right?
Wow.
So I call my best friend on the phone.
Now, how old are you at this point?
I was about 19.
Okay.
So I call my best friend on the phone. I'm like, Chris, I said, you know, my parents, you know, they're in the box. I said, we got tickets. We can go to the game. And he's the same thing. He's like, dude, it's 4 degrees. I'm like, dude, hike up your skirt. This is the Eagles football game. So I convince him to go, right? We're dressed in like triple long johns. And back then we all wore the big army coats, right? And the army coats had like 15 different pockets on the inside of the jacket.
Yeah.
So my father, right before we're getting ready to leave to go to the game, and again, I'm only 19, my father hands us like 8 or 9 different flasks. You know, the old flasks that the old people used to carry all the time.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's
great.
Filled with brandy. So we go to the game, and we're, you know, you're freezing your ass off. But, of course, we're drinking the brandy, and we're having a great time. And it was just an iconic day from start to finish how it worked out.
You got to be kidding me. That is classic.
Do you remember?
My God.
Do you remember those guys that were dancing on the dugout, took their shirts off?
It was funny. Andrew had was just talking about those guys. So, yeah, we saw
them. Yeah, we were right in front of those guys.
Those guys, like back then, you know it better than I do. Were those people crazy back then?
Oh, my God. I remember walking into the stadium, and the wind was blowing, and everybody's bundled up. And we, you know, how the Vet Stadium steps were, you were basically, even on the 200 level, you were basically walking uphill so much. When you got to the aisle where your seat was, there was 4 inches of ice on the concrete below your seat. So you were, you know, you're sitting in this plastic seat, right? The blue plastic seats. You're sitting in these things. And your feet are sitting on you're basically sitting on a block of ice.
Oh, my God.
I tell you what, it was, and back in the day, like right after that happened, you know, I got into the construction industry and we were working outside, and I can remember, you know, it'd be like 25 degrees and guys would be like, oh man, it's cold. I'm like, you guys don't even know what cold is.
Cold was the NFC Championship game.
That's right.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, it was a great day.
That is awesome. Hey, do me a favor. Can you I give you an iconic quote? You give me the best movie here? Who's going to move?
Will do.
All right, great. All right, I'm going to give you this one. Judas, let's go number 11, which was the movie Network. Take a listen.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Now that's a famous quote.
Yeah.
Versus The Sixth Sense.
I see dead people.
I see dead people. What do you got?
It's a tough one, but I got to go with I see dead people. That's a great quote.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's just a great quote.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great stuff, brother. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Stay safe, okay?
Now, again, like Houston, we have a problem. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. That's been used so much. It's been used at, like, the Phillies games.
Right.
Like, I remember them doing, because he starts doing the, get up, I want you to open your windows and yell out, I'm as mad as hell. And they played it every time it was like the eighth or ninth inning and they were down a run. Like, that's what they always played, that scene at Citizens Bank Park. But I see dead people's iconic.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Because Radio with Judas right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk about your lawn, shall we? Yeah, man. I'll tell you, this has been a lot of fun doing this stuff. Right? I mean, when now let's talk about your lawn, Natural Lawn of America. Do you want a safer, weed-free lawn? Are you kidding me? You got to call the great people over at Natural Lawn of America. Yes, for over 30 years, Natural Lawn has provided homeowners with greener grass and fewer weeds using their exclusive organic-based lawn care programs. And listen, with Natural Lawn, you're not going to scarify beauty for safety. No way. This is not like a one-size-fits-all service. No, it's customized treatments for your lawn's specific needs. So, you can be in an area wet, dry, it's sunny, it's shady. You can live in PA, Jersey. It's different, right? Well, Natural Lawns programs still deliver that lush green lawn you've always wanted. Right now, they got a special deal going on for our listeners. Schedule Natural Lawns full service program. Receive free seeding every year. That's free seeding every year. Call Natural Lawn today. Let them know the cuz hooked you up. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud, Philly strong, and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
Oh, welcome back. Playback brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. That's right. If your heating system's not evenly or efficiently heating a house, got to get help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. All right, Tunis, let's get back to the phone, shall we? Let's go to Sly in West Philly. Sly, man, what's happening?
My man, Anthony, what's going on, my man?
How you feeling, buddy?
I'm all right, man. How's your boys, man? How's everybody?
They're good. Yeah, they're good. Yeah. Homeschool, everybody's all nestled in together.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm still working. We're still on the front line trying to do some stuff, man, driving
God
the
bless
bus,
you, man. Know? I know you are, man.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's crazy, man, but, you know.
You wearing a mask?
Sometimes, but I don't do it all the time. I just try to wash my hands and do everything they tell us to do. You know what I mean?
So, do me a favor. Wear that mask. Because you know why? And here's what you do. You ain't got to wear the mask, man. Like, you know what I like? I saw the people wearing it, like the old, like the gangster mask, like the bank robber. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Like the scarf.
I certainly will, man. But I'm like, I
just
said,
protect
I'm
yourself.
Blessed,
that's
I'm
all I'm saying.
To still be working, man.
Good man.
You know, and my boys are still working, so it's cool.
Good.
And one thing I wanted to agree with you on, as far as the draft and what they're talking about, like. Moving back in the draft. Here's the problem people don't understand. One great player equals about five or six mediocre players. It's like if you look at it, you got a certain skill set. Like when the Eagles got rid of DeSean Jackson the first time, then you spend years trying to catch up to that. You know what I mean? When you have a guy with an exceptional skill set, it's hard to replace that. And you can try to move back and get you some other players. But if you don't have a guy that tips the field, that makes the defense have to adjust, then you're just an average football team. You need a guy that can make the defense have to adjust to your whole offensive scheme. So, to me, when you start talking about moving back, then you're getting a lesser player. You got to try to get the best
exactly
you can get, man.
Oh, my God. It drives me nuts. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
And you know, again, everything's relation to who your team is, right?
Yes.
If you got a quarterback, well, you got to make sure that the quarterback has weapons because you have a lot of money. That's in his weapon. Right?
And
you know
not only that, and you got to adjust to your quarterback skill set. If you got a big arm quarterback like Carson Wentz, why you gonna get him receivers that can't go deep? You can't. Why you gonna make him keep dinking and dunking when his skill set is to throw the ball down the field? That don't make any sense.
Man, it makes no sense, man. It makes no sense.
Yeah, it drives
me insane, man. It really does.
Yeah, we too, man. Hopefully they got to take all these picks and use one to get somebody that's a game changer. So if DeSean Jackson does come back, then it opens it up for everybody, especially if you got two receivers on the outside, because now everybody, all the defenses have to play back, and it opens it up for your tight ends. And Miles Sanders coming out of the back, so it changes the whole dynamic.
Exactly. Yes. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Mm. You want to you want a movie game?
Yeah. I'll take one.
All right. You want gangster, sports, deep tracks, or iconic?
I'll go gangster.
You got it. All right. Here we go. Gangster. Let's go. 14 versus 3, Tunis, gangster. We'll start with the 14 seed, Nino Brown, New Jack City.
Because you got to rob to get rich in the Reagan era.
You got to rob to get rich in the Reagan era.
Okay.
All right, versus Sudden Impact, Clint Eastwood.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm going Clint Eastwood, man.
Clint Eastwood over.
I agree.
Nino Brown.
I'm going Clint Eastwood. There's different lines in New Jack City that's a little bit better than that one.
Yeah.
So I'll go Make My Day.
Well, I'm my brother's keeper.
Yeah, see, you know, when you talk about that now, and I'm thinking about it a little.
Yeah. I agree with that. I'll give you one more. This is from the Scarface play-in region.
Oh, okay.
Right? We have Godfather and Scarface, both with play-ins.
Okay.
All right. Let's go, Tunis. 1-4. So the 4 seed in the Scarface play-in is this.
Which one is that?
This is the Scarface play-in seed. Do you have that?
Yeah, number but they're not four. They're not labeled which one numbers what.
This is, I always tell the truth, even when I lie. Yeah?
I always tell the truth,
even when I lie.
All right? That versus the one seed in the Scarface playing region. Say hello.
Say hello to my new friend.
What wins out of that, Sly?
I hung up.
Oh, Sly hung up?
Oh, man.
Oh.
I go through all that trouble.
What do you got? You make the you call the winner.
I'll say hello to my little friend. Can't lose.
I agree with that.
That's a great line.
2 and 3 of that region are good.
Yes, it is.
Maybe the next guy will get 2 and 3. Gino in Lansdowne. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, G?
Cousin Andrew, I can't believe you don't remember me. Anyway, couldn't talk for a long time, but anyway.
What do you mean?
I just haven't called in a long time. That's all.
Who doesn't remember who?
Cuz, you're the one. No. Had nothing to do with you guys. You guys, cuz, I came in 97.5 because of you. I just want to get that clear.
Oh, thank you, brother. I appreciate
that. But listen, and Andrew will remember me after he hears my voice for a while, but.
I don't remember you.
Yeah, I know. I'm the one that said I would have bought a truck on 95 after watching Dawkins' thing, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
I know you remember me.
I remember the name.
That's don't great. Make you want to run out on the beach.
Yeah, head bought a truck, babe. I love it. Yeah. That's a lie, man.
That's right. But, yo, wait. The whole, that last guy, dude, yeah. The first one's even better. Lie when I tell the truth. Dude, that means that he knows that everyone's lying in his profession, and he's got to figure out who's lying and who ain't. So that's the way
I'll give you one at the end of the call.
Right,
I'll
cool.
give you Scarface without a doubt.
I was at that, you know, and I'm 48. I don't know how old you are, but I always thought you were older than me, but you might be younger than me. I'm not sure. I don't care.
No, we're the same age. I'm a little older.
Yeah, I was at that game. I remember the game. That dude, I have season tickets, right? And I have 8 brothers and sisters, big Italian family, and I don't say that.
Did you get it, Cheers?
Yeah. I love Gino. I know. Miss Gino, I haven't heard from Gino in a while.
Gee, man, don't worry about it, brother. Call us back on Monday.
Yeah.
We call us back on Monday.
He's shaking off the rust.
Shake it off. No
He's shaking
big
off
deal.
The FCC rust.
It's all right. Yeah, it's that's fine, man. It's all good. Vince in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Vince.
Hey, yeah, my ears.
What's up, man?
Hey, real quick, you know, I was at the game too, but here's the funny thing. A guy from my neighborhood here, we just snuck in through the employee's entrance. He just got us in. It was one of those things we sort of tried to time everything as people were walking in because nobody was checking any IDs or anything. So it was almost like, you know, we walk in and then that's great. We just kind of went to the main concourse level, you know, we were standing around, you know, freezing our rear ends off like everybody else. You know, and I just remember, like, that game, it was just so frustrating. It was the Eagles' controlled play during that first half, and it was only 7-7. You know, and that's what I'm thinking, oh, man, come on. They can't, you know, they got to beat these guys. And, of course, you know, when you play the game and stuff, you know, played out well.
Tell me this, Vin. Tell me, because I forget. I mean, I was a little boy.
Yeah.
Tell me about how in the world was Tony Franklin 6 actually, because he had missed 6 of 17, he missed 2 more. So at one point, he was 6 for 19.
Like I said, the only thing I could say is, like, you know, you guys are probably saying earlier, it's like, you know, BC, you know, or like a totally different era.
You're right.
You know,
right.
It's like when, you know, you were talking about the passing numbers, because, I just remember, and plus there was that infamous sack, or a famous sack, I forget who knocked the ball out of Danny White's hands there, but,
Carl Hairston.
Yeah, like you see him, he comes from behind, and, you know. But, yeah, it was like, yeah, it's a completely different era of football back then. I mean, it's like, you know, even the Eagles chant, it was almost like not so slow motion, like, compared to today's chants, but it was like, you know, so slow and deliberate and stuff. And you know what I was thinking, too, with that chant? Imagine, I don't know if this would be, I'd like to think this would be inspirational, but it might be horny at the same time. Like when Eagles finally play, like, say, their home opener for this season, whenever they're going to resume play. How about if they play, remember the video where Kobe Bryant, like speaks the evil Eagles fight song?
He goes,
like, fly, Eagles, fly.
Yes.
I think, like, that would be a great opening to the season. Like, all of a sudden, everybody's glued to the scoreboard.
Oh, my, yes. That's a great idea.
I'm just hoping.
Tunis, get that. Get the Kobe thing. Next week, we'll do an intro. We'll build our own intro to the season.
Yeah, and I thought that would be so, again, I don't want to say it's
like,
you know, cool, but, you know, I'm just thinking it would be something
be
where it would
cool.
grab everybody's attention, you know? I just thought that, you know, that would be so great.
I love that, man. That's fantastic. All right, let me give you real quick, because we're up against it.
Yeah, sure.
A movie. All right, you're going to get a Godfather play-in. Are you
okay,
ready?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, the Godfather play-in is number four, Tunis, a man who doesn't spend time with his family.
The man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
Versus the iconic, I'm going to make him an offer.
I want to make him an offer he can't refuse.
You know, I kind of like the first line you gave there, only because, like, again, I don't want to read too much, you know, but it's almost like it's a very philosophical thing, you know? It's something that, you know, like this
all
this,
right, you're going to go man, family,
yeah,
and upset over the offer he can't refuse. Thank you, brother. We'll come back in just a moment. Find out if that stands.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, don't forget, Mikey Miss coming up next. I miss him, man. We always, I'd be in the studio, he'd come over, he'd have his coffee, he'd give me the, his coffee from Pulp Fiction.
You guys would solve world problems those 5 minutes, too.
I know, man. Don't forget our playback on Monday. That'll be the poll of the day, brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating and Air Conditioning. Who can keep your wife comfortable in any season? Cairns can, with up to $2,900 in rebates and federal tax credits on the new heating and cooling system. Visit MarvinEcairns.com today to save big bucks when you install a new qualified system. Tunis, real quick, you got to give me the people that can win the beer, because you got to give away two cases of beer. And I got to ask you this. Does it stand? Offer he can't refuse. Does that stand?
I don't think you can go four seed there. I get what he's saying.
Already
there's more
on the
to
text
it.
Board, lots and lots of, in fact, maybe Mike, because in honor of Mikey, we did the Cousin Joey made the list. Maybe Mikey can serve as the chairman here. That offer he can't refuse.
I love Vince. That can't go down.
Right?
Yeah, no, like, again, I agree. I love Vince, too, but I'm kind of out.
Yeah, all right. I agree. I know what he was looking for. He was trying to go a little bit deeper.
Yes. He's a deep-souled man, Vince is.
Yes, he is a deep soul. I agree with that. But I agree. Offer he can't refuse, and the Godfather play-in has to move on.
Now, we're going to have to poll some, because we're going to continue this next week. I mean, we haven't even finished any of the reasons yet, so.
Right.
We're going to have to poll some of these next week, because there's actually been some upset people saying that the look at the big brains on Brad beating Funny Hal like a clown. People are upset about that one.
Really? There's backlash. All right.
I think that was the matchup, right? That was
that was the match. You're correct. Quite frankly, I thought Funny Like a Clown should have moved on. And that was Roy Bank who chose that. You know that?
Yes. People on Twitter not happy with Roy.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Yeah, I think
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I agree with the people on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, Roy's my boy, but
I know he's a good TV man.
But, you know. And he was trying to that was spoken like an industry guy.
Yes.
You know? Are you ready? I got one for me. This is for you. Let's do the sports region, 13-4. All right. First, the 13 seed comes from the movie Miracle.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
Here it is. Herb Brooks, great moments are born from great opportunity. To Field of Dreams, the 4 seed.
If you build it, he will come.
Now, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one, Tunis.
But because If You Build It, He Will Come was the premise of the entire movie, I got to go with the 4 seed there. The Herb Brooks line, that was a great line, but that was an entire great speech.
It was a great speech.
I would rather hear This Is Your Time than the one that we played.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But because Field of Dreams, that was the entire premise of the movie. I mean, you know, that's why I'm going. If You Build It, He Will Come.
Well, right. I agree with you. It's an iconic, that's the iconic line.
Yes.
Right? I didn't hear you, too. Just tell me.
2 minutes.
All right. This is how we're communicating because we have Mikey coming up at the top of the hour. By the way, our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries conditions. For more information, visit handandshouldercenter.com. Now, I agree with you. Do we have a couple guys on the line that we can give beer to?
Yes, we do. You want to go to? You want to give one to Dominic and Warminster?
Yes, I do.
All right, and how about Kirk? That's a good name, Kirk.
Wow, that's a great name.
I like the name Kirk.
The Kirk. I agree. It's a shame we didn't get a chance to talk to the Kirk or Dominic, for that matter.
Oh, I got
to
call back next week
or any of our people that are left on hold. Listen, guys, do me a favor and be careful this weekend. Right. You know, listen, all we're doing is we're stretching this thing out. We're going to beat this thing, and we just got to toe the line, right? Stay the course type of thing. All those cliches are true. Stay in. Be safe. Watch yourself. You're out working. You're on the front lines. Protect yourself at all costs. This thing, we still don't know. It's so quickly, it goes from people to people. It's really, really bad. So watch yourself. Do the right thing. Be safe for your family. Even, you know, if you think you're invincible, remember your family and everybody else. So thank you for another great week. Be safe this weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. As always, Tunis and I thank you and love you, and we'll see you then. Thanks for listening, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.